This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
RJ Bell has perfected handicapping on the show.
Yes.
3-0 in the first 3 weeks. And now he joins us to go 4-0, maybe 5-0 if he has a bonus. RJ, how are you?
Well, you know, I consider myself the Michael Jordan of NFL picks.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, not LeBron. LeBron's fine. MJ.
So you're saying LeBron loses some finals, Michael Jordan doesn't?
I got to be honest with you. I think anyone who debates LeBron versus MJ is disqualified from any conversation with me.
Wow.
Hey, it's absurd.
Why absurd?
Because
the 6-for-6?
No, it's because Michael, whenever he wanted to win and focused on it, after he busted through with the Pistons, he won. And LeBron is 3-6 in the finals? I mean, is that even a conversation?
I didn't realize this was tennis.
Right? And tennis, what are you talking about?
He's saying it's not just one guy. He has to have people around him.
Oh, well, listen, in the NBA, I think we know for sure. I thought one of the big arguments with LeBron was, when he leaves the team, they fall apart. So apparently it is one guy. All right, listen, here's what we know. Imagine the Earth is on the line. And imagine we're playing a game against the aliens. And, let me think, MJ in his prime or LeBron? Come on.
Well, you just described Space Jam. So yeah.
Exactly.
And they're going with LeBron now.
They're going with LeBron in the remake.
Well, yeah, that's the best they've got today. I'm not saying, listen, LeBron to me is like Kareem. Right? Amazing aggregation of stats. And he occasionally wins a title if he's got a, who knows. That's
not
it.
Taking shots at Kareem. Anyway, let's get off
this. That was giving Kareem a compliment.
Well, you just called him a compiler.
He did win
six titles, Kareem, I believe.
I did it. Last thought on this, but this is an important point. So MJ has six, LeBron has three, and Karl Malone has zero. But Malone had a lot of good stats. So I think LeBron's halfway between Malone and MJ.
But if you're going to go by that, then Robert Horry is just as good as...
Except
as
I think we all are adults here. We understand that being the key player on the team is different.
Well, but what happens if Phil Jackson doesn't go to Chicago?
I don't know.
Stays there. Does he win? Does he go 6-for-6? Because he didn't win till his seventh year in the league.
Well, listen, because look at the way he was playing against Larry Bird and his prime and against those Pistons teams. I mean, wow. And, one other thing is LeBron, somehow we're gonna glorify the fact that LeBron's potentially going to win in three places. That means he's like that guy that dates high school seniors every year. He's like Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. Wow. And he burns through their youth and he goes on to the next one.
Well, so by that logic, Muhammad Ali is not the greatest of all time.
Boxing's not a team sport.
But you're making it about individuals. You can't win that many titles unless you lose that many titles.
How many? Three?
He's going to have four.
Well, hey, we'll see.
All right, give us your makeout pick for this week since we chewed up like 4 minutes of time.
That was interesting.
Yeah,
he's here to make people money.
And listen, he makes them the money in 30 seconds. We could just chat after that.
Exactly. We could talk about recipes. I mean, manicot. I mean, come on.
All right, my lock is the game tonight. I love, love, love the Jets. Talk me out of it.
No, I'm a big fan of listening to the local guys when it comes to things like motivation. To me, this is all about motivation. I think Denver, they're decimated by injuries. So the question is, who's going to play harder? I question Adam Gase and, the team's desire. The rumors are if they lose this game, he's out. Again, that's rumors. Is the team going to play hard for him? If you think the Jets have a motivational edge, I like it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so who's your makeout pick?
So what? Real quick, Mr. Michael K. What's our record at this point? It's like, is it 14?
You're 3-0.
Yeah, but we had the Australian guy came and said it was like 14-1 or something.
Yes. So now I think it's 15-1 after last week. Although Don helped you on the pick last week.
Oh yes, I don't know what I would have done otherwise.
Wow.
Well, hold on. What were the three that he liked last week? Because Don pushed him on the Buffalo pick, but there were two more.
No, I pushed him on the Chief pick.
On the Chief pick.
Yeah. So the Chiefs was one of them. I think that's the one we had.
Yes.
And then let me think about this a second.
You liked Buffalo over LA, right?
Yeah, Buffalo. That was a tight one. We would have won that one. Yeah, I think we were in good shape.
Pretty good.
Here's what I like. And I'm choosing between two games. And for some reason, this is my lucky spot. So I really want to do well here because I want to keep the streak going. The two choices are, I like the Texans. Mm. And my thinking is, listen, they're 0-3. Vikings are 0-3. But Texans have played, what, three of the top five teams in the NFL? Right? Baltimore, Kansas City, Pittsburgh. Vikings aren't near as much, you know, competition. And the Lions, 3.5. So we're saying that with home field being worth 2, we're saying that the Texans are just a smidge better? I don't know. I kind of like the Texans. But what I like even more is I'm going to go with the Chargers. Let's make this the official pick.
Here it is.
The Chargers. And here's the rationale. Last week, Brady looked good. No doubt about it. And it was a situation where you had a road favorite that was motivated. And remember, there's a great history of road favorites in the NFL off a bye, because a bye is an example where they have total focus. Last week, Brady had focus. That team had focus. Let's give them credit. Now they're home again, touchdown favorite. Chargers lost last week. It was a situation where everyone said, oh, Herbert looks good. Now a deflation. The market's adjusted downward. I just believe Brady is overrated. And listen, historically, Brady is the GOAT. No doubt about it. He's Michael, not LeBron. But if you look at this year, his QBR is like 26. So let me ask you guys, you know, only question I've got, where do you rank right now, 1 to 32, where's Tom Brady?
Ooh.
That's tough. I think middle
10.
Of the pack.
15?
Yeah, middle of the pack.
Probably in the middle.
And the question is, you know, how much of an upgrade or not is that from Tampa's quarterback situation last year?
I think it's a big upgrade.
Yeah, because
Winston turned the ball over so much, he was not 15.
30 picks.
Well, here's the thing is, if you look at QBR again, ESPN's stat, which I actually very much like QBR, it's my favorite single stat for a quarterback. Winston was like 14 last year.
And well, what is the QBR on Brady now?
Like 28th.
Mm.
Yep, Chargers, baby. Bring it on.
Now, real quick, RJ, I am. You may have noticed. You may have not noticed. I am turning over a new leaf.
I've noticed it.
I'm respecting your picks. I really am. Because, I mean, listen, the proof is in the pudding. And you're winning. But I do have to bust your chops on one thing. You sort of talked Don off the Dolphins last Thursday. It would have been the easiest pick of all time.
No, I hear you. I was surprised. It was a nice play for sure. Hopefully I didn't talk him. Now, yeah, I'll accept that. I probably did lean Jags. But what I'll say is you can only like so many games. Right?
That's true.
I mean, here's the thing. The line has to be wrong for there to be a good pick. If the line's perfect, that means either side's the same, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So really, where's the line wrong? Oftentimes, the line's not wrong, and thus there is no right side. But sometimes, you know, various kind of tone-deaf radio guys will ask me for opinions again and again, and I have to do it.
Outside of Thanksgiving and the first game of the year, can you ever remember a team traveling this far for a Thursday night game the way Denver is?
Ooh, now that's an interesting point. Now, if you look at Thursday, the home team has a huge advantage typically. All right, it's like 55% against the spread. Right there, that's mighty good. Then there's another factor. Dominant teams have a big advantage. So let's say that you have, now, not the case here, right? But let's say you had an 8-point favorite, 10-point favorite. It's usually, there's not a lot of time to scheme. It's kind of the Joes and not the X's and O's. Okay. there is a big factor, and I haven't looked at it, and I'm going to have to look at it for this week, and I'll tweet it out, but the distance they travel actually is a big factor. And if you guys don't mind, I'll email your producer, so I'll give you that stat within 20 minutes. But I could, you know, vaguely, the longer distance the road team travels, the tougher it is for them on Thursday night.
Don's putting everything he owns on the Jets tonight.
Everything he owns?
Yeah.
Everything.
He owns a lot.
That's good bankroll management.
Yeah. RJ, thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.